In January 2015, the state announced the launch of a new initiative that vowed to reduce poverty by 50% in 15 years. But 4 years later, the mission and the function of the initiative is still widely misunderstood. In the first of a three-part series, WXXI reporter Veronica Volk explores the promises made in the initial announcement and what has changed.
4 years ago, the Lieutenant Governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, opened a meeting with a quote by anthropologist and author Margaret Mead,
who said, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed individuals can change the world. Indeed, it is the only thing that ever has." I'm looking out at a room full of committed individuals, and we will change the world, and it's going to start right here, right now.
Surrounded by government officials, nonprofit leaders, and community activists, Hochul was there to announce a new plan to tackle poverty in Rochester and Monroe County. Right now, Rochester is the third poorest major metropolitan area in the country, and about a third of its residents live in poverty. The plan was this: establish a task force, a group of people from all different backgrounds to identify what it is about jobs, housing, and social services that makes it so hard for people to provide for themselves and their families. Then use these findings to inform all the work being done in Rochester in local government, job creation, and nonprofit work. Congressman Joe Morelli was the majority leader of the New York State Assembly then.
In our vision, it may be a daunting one, is to eliminate poverty.
Over the next few months, the vision was narrowed and given a name. And in September of that year, the Rochester-Monroe Anti-Poverty Initiative, or RMAPI, released a report where it made a big promise: to reduce poverty in the Rochester and Monroe County region by 50% in 15 years. But now, 4 years later, people involved in RMAPI are reframing that promise.
An expectation shouldn't be 50% in 15 years. That should be an aspirational goal that we work towards.
This is Leonard Brock. He was appointed to be the executive director of RMAPI in May 2015. And since his appointment, Brock says he's been struggling to correct misunderstandings of what RMAPI is and what it is not.
The communications around RMAPI, the public splash, was wrong. And that led to many false expectations and what some people may have perceived as failure.
One of the main misconceptions about RMAPI, Brock says, is that it's often confused with an agency, service provider, or funder. And that's largely because in the early days of RMAPI, the initiative was tied to a big chunk of money awarded to the region by the state of New York. But that money was divided up between agencies across Rochester and the Finger Lakes, and RMAPI was never intended to manage any of it. The money that RMAPI does receive comes through the United Way and pays the salaries of their 5.5 employees. But Brock says people thought he specifically was sitting on a giant pile of money.
And I was getting criticized, hammered, for money I never had. Then the person said, "Well, you got $100 million. I heard specifically that $100 million of the $500 million was going to be for poverty reduction." I said, "That's probably true, but that's poverty reduction that's taking place at the regional level, and that's not money I manage. You're a liar. Y'all hiding money, y'all doing this, that, and third." And the reality is I never, ever touched those dollars.
Public perception and misconception got so bad, Brock says it started to affect his personal life. He got calls from neighbors asking for help with food and housing. His home was vandalized. He says he was not prepared for the way this role would affect him personally.
My life is not the same by far. More importantly, my family life has changed drastically as a result of this role. But my wife and kids, they believe in the work, so they've been able to weather the storm, so to speak.
But if RMAPI isn't a funder or an agency, and it doesn't provide direct services, what does it do?
So RMAPI, the way I understand it, is a community coalition and a group of actors working together to identify specific strategies that organizations could take responsibility for executing to reduce poverty.
Rather than work directly with the public, Brock's vision for RMAPI is to coordinate between organizations and institutions. They have three guiding principles, which are to build and support the community, address structural racism, and address trauma. The goal is to incorporate those principles into all of the decision-making that happens in the region, from government to business to nonprofits. Over the last 4 years, Brock says they've only just started working toward that kind of systemic change. It'll be a while before people see results, and he doesn't want their progress to be derailed by that initial promise.
But like this, if people are going to be disappointed, if people expect that we're going to reduce poverty by 50% in 15 years, and they will be outraged or upset, they probably should expect to be outraged and upset, because I'm not going to say it's not realistic, but I also are, I'm not going to say that that's something that we should realistically hold ourselves accountable for.
But without specific benchmarks and tangible goals, it is harder to hold our MAPI accountable or even know what to expect. This past summer, a census report concluded poverty actually increased in the city of Rochester between 2013 and 2017. Brock is focused on a longer timeline, one that promises to start moving the needle on poverty in about 10 years. He says even a 10% reduction would be a huge win for the city. Veronica Volk, WXXI News.